This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, hello, one and all.
Hello.
We are here. I'm here in body, not in mind today. I must apologise. I drank wine on Saturday. I never drink wine. I drank a lot of wine on Saturday.
What colour?
Never. White.
Oh. I don't mind white.
We were out for a meal and Jack's brother was like, oh, I'm getting a bottle of wine. I was like, do you know what? I'd had like 3 pints in the afternoon. I was like, yeah, I don't really want a pint at my dinner. I never really know what to drink. Do you get me?
I don't like drinking while I'm eating the dinner. So the pint will stay to the side for that whole meal.
And it'll just go
I'm doing something. So use talk and I'm going to come back to you with something interesting.
Okay.
Then I was like, yeah, sure. I'm sure if you're getting a bottle, there was someone else as well was going to get in. So I was like, grand, I'll get in that with you. And that was fine. Then we got down to the pub and my friend was holding a seat and was trying to hold it for the last like hour. She bought a bottle of wine and put like 3 glasses out to hold the seat.
That's a good tactic.
So when I got down there, I was like, guess I'm drinking wine then. And then I felt bad because she bought a bottle of wine and he bought a bottle of wine. So it was my turn to buy a bottle of wine. And then I was just on wine. And I was like, I swear to God, it's Monday. It's Tuesday. This happened on Saturday. And I'm still not right.
Yeah, I think like 1 or 2 glasses of wine is okay. But if the minute you hit the bottle limit, you're like, oh, no, I've too far gone there.
Like really the nastiest hangover. Like,
yeah, was so you just got that cloudy head yesterday.
No, really bleary and like weary.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm just like crying. Like, nah. I never get hangovers like
that. It's the worst for that. Normal. Although a nice rose, if it's a rosé, you can get away with it. I think
I like now rosé.
Yeah, you can get away now. I'll change the rules for a rosé.
I love a rosé. Dave, do you have something to say that's interesting now?
He's writing furiously over there.
I was doing I had this idea for a game, and it's not my idea at all, but I was like, how do we try this out? I'll have to do it on the podcast because I won't be able to do it on the show because it might not work.
Okay.
So the game is called Imposter.
Yep.
Okay. On one of your sheets, I don't know which one, it will say Imposter. Maybe it's mine. Who knows? Don't tell me if you are the imposter, okay? All you have to do is read that. So what we're going to do is... It's the category, as you will see on your sheet, says movies. Now, this doesn't work because I now know the movie. I'm also the imposter. So the way that this was going to work was, say if you were the imposter, me and Peter would start describing this movie, which is on your sheet, which is Home Alone.
Yes.
But we'd describe it with one word and we'd have to go around in a circle. So, but we'd try and do it so that no one else knew what the movie was going to be. So you don't want the imposter to know. So for Home Alone, I'd say something like family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then Peter, you would say,
can I say?
You just give me a clue for Home Alone.
Kevin.
Okay.
Too
family,
obvious.
Kevin.
Is that too obvious?
It'd be obvious enough, but Emma might not have gotten that. But we're trying to figure out which one of us is the imposter.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So none of us would know who the imposter is, apart from the actual imposter.
I get
so you don't want to be too vague, but you also don't want to be too giving, because then they'll know that's not the imposter.
So if I want them to guess correctly an imposter and I know I'm not the imposter, I could say something as vague as snow.
Yes, exactly. But if you're not the imposter, right? So I've just said family, he said Kevin. You're now desperately, as the imposter, trying to think, oh my God, what the hell am I going to say? So you might say, gun.
I want to do it again.
I don't think you can do it with 3 people.
I'm going to try.
Don't try?
Okay, so.
I don't think it's possible. This is why I think you need Callum.
You need four,
like. And we need Callum to actually sort it out. Anyway, that's the idea of the game.
I like it a lot.
It's very fun to watch on TikTok. I've watched a lot of people do it and it is fun. It's kind of old, but it's still good.
Doesn't matter.
I think I saw the trend on Instagram.
Yeah, it's
good. But I had no idea, so I always just skip swiping.
It's very fun.
Yeah. Are you a big TikTok?
Neither. I'd be on Reels a little bit. Yeah. I'd never go on TikTok. Although I did go on TikTok last night for some ages to find some content for the show today. And it gave me about 30 seconds. Like, nah, I'm out here.
Yeah, I know. I'm the same with TikTok.
I love TikTok.
No.
Like, I can't. But my brother, who's way younger and cooler than me, is also not a TikToker. And I was like, that's cool. I was like, what do you do then? He's like, Reels are the same thing. I was like,
yeah, my brother doesn't do TikTok either.
Yeah.
Which is really annoying because I think it would bring us much closer if he did, because then I could send him TikTok.
Send each other shit all day. Like.
I'm not sending him links. I'm not doing that. Anyway, that was the idea. I'm sorry I really explained it really poorly.
No, I like it.
But it would be good if we had more. When Callum is back and when Emma and Fiona is back, we're going to do it. It's going to be great.
Aw, thanks.
We need a fourth person.
Let's go. Turn up.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin.
Good morning, hello.
Good morning. morning. Welcome to a brand new week, everybody. And I know we should start positively, but I refuse.
Go on, what's up?
I refuse to start positively because I think I slept for about 4 minutes last
night.
Oh,
dear.
I don't know why. And then I come into work. The radio in work is broken and it is currently constantly playing an Amazon ad.
It is.
Just the same thing over and over again. And it just starts for like a second and it's making me very overstimulated.
Yeah,
and then I go
it.
To the fridge to get my butter out for my bagel. Someone has put in a giant lump of their fork or knife into the butter and used my butter to butter whatever they use for buttering.
Can I ask you, do you put your name on your butter?
I felt like that was really like passive aggressive.
I know, I get that. I feel like...
But now I'm like, I might do it in permanent giant black marker.
No offence, ass company, but maybe you should provide butter.
That'd be fantastic.
Because I think it's one of the... I remember the first time, good morning, Big Spin, that I started working here.
It's big radio.
Big radio. Compared to other places I've worked before, I'm just saying, lads, butter was just a given. You didn't have to be like, I can't take a bit of your butter.
Do you know who buys the butter? I do.
Yeah, you
I buy the butter.
Fiona Frawley, I actually loved her confidence. She worked in this building about an hour and she put butter into the fridge and put her name on it.
Love that.
She was here about 45 minutes
love
and she was
that.
Like, Fiona Frawley, my butter.
I miss that girl so much. Yeah. I can't wait for her to be back. So yeah, a giant big lump of my butter taken out of the fridge. And
Is there crumbs in there or just...
There was toast in there.
That's
I know,
not great.
I know, not great at all.
You like to have a bit of... You have to keep a bit of decorum with your butter.
A bit of decorum. Yeah, like don't be shoveling out like a spoon.
Get the corners, try and keep her level.
I know. I feel like crying.
I know. And you know what?
When I opened that up and I saw that lump gone, I was like, I'm gonna melt out.
Sorry, now, promise now. It's all off our chest now and we'll get it going. But it's also very dark this morning. Not enjoying the vibe.
Okay, that's the end of it
now.
Now positivity.
We'll
promise
move
you.
Forward. All off the chest.
Take
Let's
two.
Do this. So look, Love Island is well and truly wrapped up. I'm still at a little bit of a loss when it gets to 9 o'clock in the evenings, but it's kind
I'm
of freeing.
I'm so loving it because I'm just in bed.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, and I was away over the weekend, but when you get back to like your normal routine this week, can't wait to just put on Desperate Housewives whenever I want.
Emma.
Not waiting around.
Me and Pippa restarted Desperate Housewives as well.
Yes.
But I'm not allowed to watch it without her.
And she's working.
And she's working.
She's away.
Yeah, well, she's on holidays at the moment. Then she comes back and she's flying to New York and then she'll be away for another week. And then
I'm going to be
week
so
after.
Far ahead of you, man.
You're going to be so far ahead of
I'm
you.
I'm currently
so
on season one, episode four.
Do you know how annoying it is to have Desperate Housewives in your house potentially if you want and not watch it?
Yeah.
It's so tough.
I was telling Jack last night about your woes.
My woes?
Yeah.
What's my woes?
Just that you're always like, Pip is always working. She's never around. She's always working.
Pay attention to me.
People in Dave's BMs being like, where's your girlfriend, man? And he's like, always working. Anyway, Love Island. Back to that for a sec, because all the Islanders are out now. And for those who were clued in and were very interested in it all, we've been following the couples online. I always seem to give them a follow for the first few months just to see how they adapt to life outside the villa. I have a bit of a nose.
I don't, because I'm like, if they come into my life and if they're meant to be in my life, I will then follow them.
Okay, if you become friends with them.
No,
like,
as in like, if they pop up and I'm like interested in something they're doing. So far, the only person I'm interested in is Lorenzo because he's doing Vogue and I think that's interesting.
Straight off the villa into Vogue, yeah. But I suppose the finalist couples, Angelis de Simba, then you have obviously Jasmine and Cavan, and our winners were Yulia and Lorenzo.
Isn't it amazing? In a couple of weeks, we're going to completely forget every single one of their names.
Totally. Yeah, even there for a second, I was like, focus. But the other couples have been posting. They've been meeting each other's families. Simba was in a hotel the other day, surprising Angelista
for her birthday,
yeah. Making a big fuss over her.
Sean and Lola haven't left each other's side. Yeah. It seems she went to the Galway races and everything.
Did she?
Yeah.
Didn't see that now. Haven't been following them. However, there's been absolutely nada coming through on the front of Yulia and Lorenzo. These are your Love Island winners and definitely the flakiest of all couples that were in that final. The ones who never said I love you. The ones who hadn't really established anything too
proper. They said they were exclusive. Wasn't that it?
But near a sign of them on her socials over the last week. She's just been out partying with Charlene over the last week.
Is it like the way in the X Factor back in the day when the winner would win and it would actually be a curse if you won?
It would.
Like Joe McKeldry won and did nothing. Matt Cardle won and did nothing. Do you know what I mean? Like, and when whether it's the second place and third place did amazing.
Totally. Well, they were all on this morning yesterday, the three finalist couples, the six of them. And Yulia and Lorenzo in particular, was grills.
As we've left the villa, we're still in the same place. We're still dating, exclusively dating. And, you know.
Well, they're Yes, we are still dating.
It's going to turn into something.
All right, Jaws. They've only just got off the plane.
I know.
They've only just got off the plane.
We just need to... Honestly, it's been a crazy, like... few days.
Yeah. What that struck to me was that honestly, like this feels like Yulia and Lorenzo's first conversation since they left the villa, because they're she's trying to get in, he's trying to get in, he's trying to reassure her live on the telly that, yeah, we are still dating. She doesn't really seem to know what's going on between them.
And I'd say he is so hard to get a text back from.
Impossible, I would say. And then she kind of continued on, and she's comedic gold, and she doesn't hold back even though she's on live television. She's like, I don't know what's going on.
I think everything just needs to settle down, and then we're going to go on some lovely dates, and then we'll probably fall in love. And
have you said the L word yet? Or
No.
And sorry, this is where she really kind of calls
it awkward.
I know, it's actually horrible.
When was the last time we saw each other?
She comes straight in.
When was the last time we saw each other?
We saw each other. Well, I just saw you now. Saw each other.
Oh, first argument. We'll be getting it all today. I'm sure. I like this.
Roy, where are you taking Yulia on her first date?
We're going to go somewhere really nice. It's like a rooftop bar.
When?
Shut up! I hate that man! I'm sorry, I know he's like the best and everyone's like, oh, he's gas.
No, he wrecks my head.
He's horrible.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I do find him very funny, but my God.
But in real life, that's not funny.
You cannot be friends. You can't be with someone like that.
No, exactly. Yeah. And so like, she says when.
When?
And everyone, and he just laughs.
That's, yeah.
He laughs.
It's not fair.
I'm like, answer the question, when?
He's so annoying.
And then what happens last night? Two of them go on a date.
I know, yeah. It's so typical.
On the back of all this.
I am loving Paddy McGuinness and Josie Gibson on this. More interviews with them, because we've got, well, no lack.
Yeah.
And then you've got, like, you're asking like that. Do you know what I mean? And how is everything?
Yeah.
Everything's really well.
But no, he's, like, honestly, in the most non-serious way, he's such a gaslighter. Stop laughing.
Total gaslighter.
Answer the question. When are we going on a date?
But sure, you remember the whole thing about, like, the whole story arc of him not making the girl a coffee?
Yeah.
Do you know what the story is on that?
His mom
was basically like, oh, he's such a big fan of the show, but he's always like, why don't the girls make the guys coffee? So if I was in there, I wouldn't make the girls a coffee. And I was like, you're a loser. You're a loser.
His own mother was on After Sun saying she was screaming at the telly going, just make the bloody coffee.
Oh, man. I do enjoy him because he's a comedic character. But if I was friends with him or if I was with him, I know I'd go mental.
Yeah. It's been 5 days. I would say to your Love Island winners, we'll get another 3 or 4 weeks out of it, and that should be probably the end of it.
He doesn't need it. He's in British Vogue.
She doesn't need it either. Yeah. She's class.
I hope she does a lot better than him.
Yeah, me too.
Do you know what I mean?
Me too.
Emma, I did something on Saturday that you are going to be very excited about.
I'm listening.
Guess.
You did something on Saturday that you're going to make
me... Please don't look at the running order because it will give it away.
Okay, I won't look down. You did...
You get two guesses.
Oh, you ate...
No.
...an apple.
No, wrong.
You looked at a puppy that you want to buy.
I'll give you one more guess, but it's something you love.
Something I love.
And I did it.
What do I love? You went to Zara.
Wrong. I did a boxing class.
Get out. No, I'm actually not even entertaining you. Get out! That is my thing!
I know.
Don't can even try!
Can I just stipulate that by saying, I didn't mean to.
What do you mean you didn't mean to? You know what? I went to Heaton Boxing Academy. Sean and Paddy are my pals now. Do you know what I'm thinking? I'm going to do a fight, actually, Em.
I accidentally did a boxing class. And I know that sounds
ridiculous. How does that happen by accident?
Let me explain.
You have to put on the wraps. You have to put on the gloves.
Let me explain. So, obviously, you know, I'm in training at the moment.
Yeah.
With my coach, Jonathan Maloney. And he's an online coach. So he does, like, kind of... You sign up with him and he'll show you online how to do things and how to do workouts. But he was having an in-person session where all of his clients were to meet up and he was going to just chat about like form and things like that. But he said, come on in. And right, we're going to get warmed up. This is Stephen. Stephen is going to teach us boxing. And I was like, what? I was not ready for this at all. And then for the next hour, I pushed my body to its limits.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Oh my God.
Tough going, isn't it?
It's ridiculously hard.
Was it on a bag?
No, there was no bags. It was pad work.
Oh, that's tough.
I specifically picked someone who I was just like, they're not going to put in that much effort.
And they did.
And they did. They gave it socks. I was just like, oh, God.
So were we doing everything like the jab, right? So we were doing a bit of a roll.
We got no rolls, but we were playing games like you have to touch their leg, like touch their knee. So it was
amateur.
Yeah, I know.
Nah, wouldn't be for me.
It was my first class. The other one was you had to touch their shoulder, so you had to like dodge it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then we were on the boxing gloves with the pads. And so it was like left, right, left, and then a jab or like a hook or something like that.
Your jab is just your left hand.
Oh, yeah, so the right hook. That's what it was. And so you'd have to, if you were on the
pads,
you'd have to move the pad.
Hand, yeah.
It was so tough. And then it was just like, this was just to get us warmed up, which was mental, right? But it was like 10 push-ups.
Oh.
And then 10 jabs. You have to get up and do 10 jabs. And then you have to do 9 push-ups. And you get up and do 9 jabs. And you do 8 push-ups and so on.
Yeah.
But they weren't just normal push-ups. You had to be moving each time. So you did a push-up and then you had to like jump, scuttle around to the right and do another one and then jump around to the left and do another one. I have never sweated so much. I was looking around the class after half an hour. Everyone was fine. I was genuinely dripping.
I
said to Jonathan after, I was just like, I feel like I've been dunked in water. That's how sweaty I am. Why is that? What's going on? And everyone's like, you're just really hydrated, man.
No, it's such a good workout. See, this is my problem. Everyone's always better at than me at everything.
I promise you, I saw you box. I will never be able to beat you.
The only flex I've ever had in sport growing up was that I was decent at horse riding. It was the only thing that I was like, I'm actually all right at that, you know. I'm okay at that. And I remember going out with a fella. This is way back when I was like 18, 19. And I was riding out for my neighbour's horse that day and he was around. I was like, sure, pop over. He hopped up. I gave him a lesson. Within 2 weeks, he was out with the local fun ride. and like, he had a horse for the fun ride and
that's
I didn't.
So funny.
I was like, this is so upsetting. He's better than me. So this is going to be your new thing now,
To God, after a 45-minute class, I will never do it again.
Okay, thank God. That's okay then. Thank you.
It's still your thing.
Thank you.
Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona and we are only thrilled. In studio today, nice and early to have Khaki Kid with us.
Good morning. There's one rule we can't have on the breakfast show is always no yawns.
No yawns.
I'm not allowed to say I'm tired or anything.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm but so vivacious, energetic, awake. Yeah.
Totally fine after a weekend at all together
yes,
now.
Yeah.
Khaki Kid, we've so much to discuss with you. I feel like your music has lit up the Irish music scene so much, specifically since, I suppose, last summer when the first song went really big for you. Delighted for you. What was it like bringing such well-known tunes to the stage across the weekend? Festival season is obviously here and
people
the fans are ready.
Loving it.
Yeah, it was pretty sick. Seeing, it's always good to play the Irish crowd specifically. I played a lot of gigs recently to non-Irish crowds and I love those, but playing at home is special. Yeah, it's always great to see people sing your songs back to you, you know what I mean? Especially even ones that are like unreleased ones, somehow people know the lyrics.
That's pretty, class. Have they gotten their hands on that one? The hip-hop scene in Ireland has been thriving for like years and years and years and years. It must just feel amazing to finally be like, okay, it's happening, we've made it, we're getting huge support here. But what a vivacious scene to be a part of.
Yeah, and it's even better because all just my friends. So yes. Do you know what I mean? That's going to say, I don't think we've made it yet, but it is cool to see Irish people support other Irish people now. Mm-hmm.
When will you know you've made it?
I don't think you ever will.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah,
you think you'll always chase it?
100%. Yeah.
Let's talk about the new song, Easy Does It, only out the last couple
of
weeks.
I'll do it again.
The idea behind the song was interesting regarding the voice notes. Noel, tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to this tune called Country by some dudes from Australia.
Big fans, clearly.
By Good Morning, sorry. Yeah, I just listened to the song. The intro of the song was so long and I was like, I just started singing to myself while I was riding the bike and what would I do on this song? And then I recorded a voice note of me just singing over the whole entire song. And then I brought that to my friend Chameleon, who was on the song with me. Mm-hmm. And it was a terrible voice note, but then we made a beat underneath it. It ended up being Easy Does It, and the song is about me being a horrible person,
which of course you're not.
Well, we only know him for 30 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah,
no, he's our best friend now.
Yeah.
What a great guy.
But yeah, just wanting a second chance. Also, just clearly admitting we can all be bad dudes sometimes.
Okay.
Not the worst dudes, but just annoying. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's one of my biggest flaws. I'm kind of just annoying. I can be really annoying.
I'm annoying a lot of the time.
Yeah,
so is Dave.
And the thing is, for me, when I'm annoying people, I kind of like to double down as well. Yeah. I'm a big double downer. And so yeah, the song's vaguely about that.
Nice, we can all relate.
I like that. And I hope for your sake it gets played as much as the last one did on Irish radio.
Yes.
Because it was like, you couldn't turn on any Irish radio station without hearing Khaki Kid.
Just dumb my head in, to be honest.
To the bosses, he did not say that.
Yeah, no, I'd go into a shop and be like, I'm leaving the shop. Let me leave the shop.
Did you ever go into the shop and be like, that's me there?
That's what I mean. It would be that, and then I'd be like, I'm leaving.
Mates be like, that's him on the radio.
No, but my mates aren't supportive like that. They're like,
my mates are the exact same.
Yeah, some of my friends be like, woo. It's like, here we go. Yeah.
It's good to keep yourself grounded.
Yeah, I like that.
Surround yourself with people who are grounded. I want to ask you about your ADHD.
Who says I have ADHD? That's crazy.
This cue card that I have.
Fake news.
Because I have it as well.
Yes.
And I'm curious, what is your diagnosis story? You don't have to go into this too much. Personal, but like, what age were you when you found it?
Like nine.
Nine, okay.
What age were you, Dave?
I'd say I was 13 or something. Right. Like
did you go to Lachina?
No, I didn't. No, I went to a place in Navan.
Oh, damn.
which was, not. I thought I was getting in trouble and I had to go to Navan.
Yeah, I wanted to ace the test. I was like, I'm. And then.
I did go to that. I'm sorry. I did go to that.
Where they
started giving you, like, kind of like Rubik's Cube puzzles and stuff like that.
Something like that, yeah. But, like, my mom has, like, six kids and we're all tapped. You know what I mean? So, like, we didn't even really need the test. We just went to get the medication. But, yeah, shout out ADHD.
Do you find the ADHD helpful in any way when it comes to your songwriting and your processes?
Because I would find it very helpful with my job, with like interviewing or with presenting or doing the show or whatever,
like
it is.
Focusing on something.
I find it very, very helpful to be that creative because things just come to my head.
I think it helps. And then if you have like five Red Bulls and a coffee as well, and you're just on the border of a panic attack, I feel like that's where creativity lies, right before
panic
attack.
See, that's interesting because from my ADHD like experience, I can't have coffee or Red Bull because it does the opposite to me.
I love it.
It does the absolute opposite. It completely makes me so quiet and so like sleepy, and I don't want to do anything.
Interesting.
Isn't that so weird?
It's the complete opposite effect
to me. It doesn't have the opposite. I can go to sleep after having like five monsters in a day.
Wow.
So like it has kind of the opposite effect too, but at the same time, sometimes I feel like that, and I'm like, I love it. Yeah, I'm right on the border.
How many did you have today to get up to be on the show?
I've only had one coffee today.
Okay, very good.
I said in one song with
Who knows what'll happen later?
I said in a song, I'm on the border of a good time and a panic attack.
Yeah.
And it's
my God, story of my life.
Yeah. It literally is like right there.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
Guys, you're now like bonded forever. Yeah. Two besties.
Now we're playing footy too as well.
He's actually got the phone out. Khaki Kid's latest single, Easy Does It, is out right now. Support it, check him out, get to one of his gigs. An absolute pleasure to have you on Spin this morning. Thank you so much, Khaki Kid.
Thank you, guys.
Everything I drop is a banger.
Here's something new. We're loving it, Spin.
We're fresh and first with new music.
This is Spin.
Woo! Hey, Spin, I'm Khaki Kid, and here's my latest tune, Easy Does It, on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
I'll do it again and again and again.
Playing all the hits.
Go on and turn it up.
Ain't nobody do it like you.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
You're number one
on your music station.
You've got Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? How are we? Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Tricky 10 on the show in a few minutes' time. And I want to tell you about my weekend in Castletown Bear in West Cork. But I'll tell you separately about that. One thing that not annoys me, but you know when you're at a seaside town or you're on your holiday somewhere that's seaside, the pressure from everyone to order fish. I just don't want fish. What are you laughing at?
I just think that's such a funny sentence because you're right. As soon as I go to whether it be anywhere, could be Dunleary, and it's just like, well, we have to get fish. Why?
I'm the probably exact same.
Probably because it was took out there.
Pizza, I feel like I'm missing it. Talk to me.
I feel like I'm missing out if I'm not getting the fish if I'm a seaside town.
Totally.
Because it's fresh. It's come straight from sea to plate.
I went on a boat trip on Saturday and I saw the poor lobsters being dragged in and I was like...
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't I didn't like it.
They taste great, so though. Good.
I'm sure they do. Yeah, I didn't try it. I had a chicken bagel.
You did not. You had chicken out in the sea.
I just was like... All weekend it was like, oh yeah, I'm going to get the scampi. Yeah, I'm going to try the lobster. Yeah, I'm going to try the cod. I was like, I just want the chicken bagel, lads. I'm not bothered.
Okay, fair enough.
A lot of pressure on
the
outfit.
It's like a workday lunch when you could have treated yourself, though.
Yeah.
I know.
I love scampi more than anything.
Do you?
It's just the best.
They look like onion rings.
Do you know where does the best scampi?
No, they don't.
Are they not in that battery thing?
No, they're not in the shape of a ring.
No, okay. You're thinking of...
Calamari.
Calamari.
Yeah.
I'm not great with the fish.
Scampi, do you know where, and I know this is going to sound absolutely ridiculous to all the highbrow people who are listening. Going, he's not about to say this, is he? Do you know where does the best scampi in the world?
Go on.
Beshoff Bros.
Really?
You just spat all over the desk.
I swear to God, I'm salivating at the thought of it. It's the best scampi in the world. Do yourself a favour now. It's Tuesday after a bank holiday. Get yourself some real authentic fish and go to Beshoff Bros.
He's salivating at the mouth so
I'm
much.
Not even joking. It's savage.
Oh. I love that you literally were just... Your mouth was getting so ready for it that you just spat everywhere. Great.
Tricky. All right, here we go. 10 questions. Answer all of them correct. We'll give you $2,000. Top the leaderboard at the end of the week. Without answering all 10 questions correct, you still win tickets to see Westlife.
Absolutely, that'd be such an amazing gig. They're playing so many nights at the Three Arena in September, and Lily wants to be there. How was your weekend, Lily?
Good. I was in Waterford.
Are we all together now?
Really? No, I wasn't, unfortunately.
You were in Waterford for the weekend, but you didn't go to ATN.
I know what this is.
I know.
Were you at Spree Festival in Waterford? No. Okay, so you weren't at Spree, and you weren't at all together
I was
now.
Cycling.
As a Waterford woman, it was the Greenway.
Oh, you were cycling the Greenway, wasn't it, Lily?
Greenway.
Did you not have mad FOMO being that close to all together now while you're on your bike?
Yeah, but I was getting lashed on, and then I was thinking of the people getting lashed on, dancing around and stuff.
I can cycle to the shower.
So, Lily, I used to live in Waterford for 5 years for work. Emma is obviously from Waterford. Where did you cycle from and to?
So, cycled from Lismore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Sorry, Dungarvan.
Dungarvan.
Dungarvan, like, centre, and then cycled all the way past the Railway Cafe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Down, like, kind of just... We didn't go like the full way. We went like down.
Okay.
I don't think we went the full way.
Did you go through the nice long tunnel?
Oh my God, the dark tunnel. Yeah.
Scary.
Really cool though. I think really, really cool.
Yeah.
That view.
And then we stayed in Lismore.
Oh,
you
lovely.
Stayed in Lismore.
That's Emma's neck of the woods.
That's where I went to school. Where did you stay in Lismore? There's no accommodation.
Do you know where the red pub is? I can't remember what the name of it is.
Yeah. The what's? Yeah, I don't even. I know it at the end of the street. Yeah, beside the monument. Right.
My boyfriend, his dad's from there, Kieran Lawton, Paddy Lawton.
That's gas. Oh my God, so you were back where I went to school. How's the castle looking?
The red house.
The red house on the corner.
Yeah, that's it.
And how's the castle looking? Still intact?
Oh my God, it looks really good.
It's pretty, isn't it?
We all saw that. And then we went to the old bank, that restaurant.
Oh, that's in Dungarvan. That's where my sister had the day 2 of her wedding.
This has turned so local.
Yeah,
it is.
It's gorgeous.
We could talk all day. And you didn't go to Creation Nightclub by any chance, did you?
No.
Good. I'm glad. That would have been a bad
decision. Lily.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Lily. Right, welcome on into the Tricky 10. This is where we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Hopefully all them questions will be about Waterford because you know your stuff. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a pair of tickets to see Westlife in the Three Arena in September. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you €2,000. Imagine at the end of the week, someone could have Westlife tickets and $2,000
unreal.
In their back pocket. Now it's a new week, meaning no matter what, Lily, you will top the leaderboard. The very best of luck. Emma's going to ask your questions. Deep breath in. Here we go.
We got this. Do you got some Waterford air in your? Yeah, we're on the same buzz, man. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Let's do this, Lily. Start the clock. What number is the smallest 2-digit number?
9.
Katie McCabe has scored how many goals in the Women's World Cup for Ireland?
6.
Complete the name of this restaurant chain. What by Nico?
4.
Abraham Lincoln appears on what value American dollar bill?
10.
The first ever full-length episode of The Simpsons aired in the year 1980 what?
5.
August is what number month of the year?
8.
The band from Series 1 of X Factor UK were called G-What?
5.
How many stripes make up the logo for Adidas?
3.
What number is 10% of 70?
7.
And Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes have how many... Okay,
right. No, finish it. Go on, finish it there.
Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes have how many children together?
2.
Lovely.
All right, Lily, how do you think you got on? You're laughing. Why are you laughing?
No, terrible.
Yeah? All right, let's talk about what was there a particular number that you'd be like, I'd be happy now if it was that. I'd be grand with that.
Maybe like 3.
Okay, you'd be happy with 3? Let's see how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, a score of 4, Lily. You did even better than you thought you were going to do.
Yeah, but my mom was on this and she done better than me. Now I'm annoyed.
When was your mom on and what did she get? She got 6. When was she on?
She got 6. I think about a month or 2 ago. Right,
sorry, okay. I love that your mom was on. Evelyn.
That's so funny. I love that. All right. Well, to be fair, I thought, Lily, that they were tough questions. Let's go through some of them, some of the ones you got wrong. Now, yeah. I know you stumbled after the first one. What number is the smallest 2-digit number? You knew it after you said it, but unfortunately, we do have to take your first answer. Obviously, the answer is 10. You said 9. Katie McCabe has scored how many goals in the Women's World Cup for Ireland? It's actually only 1 and not 6.
That epic goal she scored from the corner. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Complete the name of this restaurant chain. What by Nico? It's 6 by Nico and not 4 by Nico. Abraham Lincoln appears on what value American dollar bill? It's the $5 bill and not the $10 bill. The first ever full-length episode of The Simpsons aired in the year 1989 and not 1985. Oh. The band from Series 1 of the UK X Factor were called G4 and not G5.
Can't say I remember those lads.
No, either do I. But the rest you got correct, Lily, so not bad at all. 4 out of 10 is 40%. It's a pass.
Cool.
Now, Lily, I have to ask you one more question. The nosiness is getting to me now. Did you go to the classroom bar?
Yes, I did. I met Jimmy. Do you know Jimmy?
Jeez, I can't say I know Jimmy now.
How do you not know Jimmy, Emma?
Jimmy's a man.
He's a man. A nice man in the classroom bar. Well, I'm glad. Listen, this is great. Lily, mind yourself.
You've done more for the Tourist Board of Waterford than you can possibly know, Lily. Have a fantastic day.
See you later.
Thanks, bye.
Bye, bye-bye. I feel bad. Actually, just want to say Croatian Nightclub is a fantastic place and everyone should go there. It's a great place to grow up. I learned a lot about myself in Croatian Nightclub over the years.
Croatian is a great name for a nightclub. Emma, I feel like I've waited long enough. I want to hear about this bizarre place you went to for the weekend. You went to Castletown Bear, which is in South Cork.
West Cork.
It's very, very west.
Very west down the Bear Peninsula.
It's hard to get to. Like, I remember going to... I didn't go to Castletown Bear, but I went to
Alahees.
A town very close to it, which is Alahees. Mm-hmm. And we flew to Cork and then rented a car and it was still like a 2-hour drive.
It's
like,
so far away.
I couldn't get over how big Cork was. But then... on one of the days we went to Castletown Bear and I remember it specifically because we went to a car park where there was a giant truck and you could watch a movie in the truck and I thought I thought this was mental but unfortunately the movie was The Hulk and The Hulk is a terrible movie.
Okay.
So I do remember the Castletown Bear and all I think of is The Hulk. How was your experience? You've been there before, haven't you?
Right, yeah. So when we were kids we were always brought to Alahees in West Cork. So when I met Jack, right, the Englishman Jack, on our first date... we were chatting. He said, my mom is from Castletown Bear. And I was thinking, hey, green flag, green flag, green flag.
Why? Because Waterford? Or yeah, it's Cork, isn't it?
Just that his mom's from Castletown, which is so close to West Cork, where I've got loads of mutual friends and like family friends from my parents' friends and stuff. And so that's where she's from. So we went down to visit kind of her neck of the woods and see it from her eyes and everything. It was unbelievable the weekend that was. I will say, as you can see on my face here, Dave, it's Castletown Bear Haven 1, Emma Nil. It destroyed me that weekend. There was a lot of out and abouting. The pub scene was thriving.
Was it? Was there something about the drive down
on the way?
Were you going to bring Seamus or something?
Seamus in the car, yeah. He screamed the whole way.
With other people in the car?
Yeah, so we picked up Jack's friends from Cork Airport and we headed down and I sat in the back with Seamus on the way down and I very quickly encouraged our guests in the car to just put in their AirPods and just enjoy a podcast or something because this isn't a nice experience for
everyone. That's so funny.
And after about the first 40 minutes, they said, do you mind if I actually do that? And I said, please do. It would actually alleviate my anxiety.
Really? Was he that bad?
Yeah, he's very annoying in the car. But we got there and all was good. Weekend was class. Saturday, unbelievable. Went on a boat trip. I don't know if you saw my Instagram. Dolphins were showing off around us.
That was gorgeous.
Unbelievable. Couldn't believe it. I've never been that close to a dolphin in my life. I don't know if ever will be again. It was like fungi-esque in terms of they were showing off. Like they knew what the crack was.
That's
and they were
brilliant.
Like coming closer and it was absolutely magic.
They're really clever, but they're also really fun dolphins.
They're hilarious, aren't they? Yeah. I was I've heard a mad story about dolphins, right? Because I was like, why do they keep coming up to the surface? Like, do they need to come up to breathe? So someone said, no, so we Googled it. And they can breathe underwater for 5 minutes or so, right? So they've really good lungs. They can hold their breath for 5 minutes, but then they need to come up. But I was like, so how do they sleep then? Because mm-hmm. otherwise they just drown. Maddest fact ever about dolphins. They sleep 50%. So they half of their brain goes to sleep.
Wow.
And the other half stays awake. And then the other half goes to sleep. Then the other half stays awake so that they won't die. Isn't that incredible?
Oh my God. Is it the same with whales? I'm pretty sure, because they also have to come to the surface, but maybe they can hold their breath for longer. I don't know.
Our minds were so blown by the dolphin fact, we didn't go any further, but that was enough for us. We were like, whoa, man.
Peter Collins, what are your dolphin facts?
Oh, I don't have any dolphin facts.
No dolphin facts. But no. The weather then turned, and I felt sorry for the town of Castletown Bear because they'd put so much work into their festival. There was a big festival on there this weekend. I would say probably more entertaining in ways than altogether now, to be honest.
Go on.
The Walk the Plank Challenge was at the pier. This was, as you can imagine, a massive tree trunk, right? But they greased the pole, right, with slippery, buttery mess.
The tree trunk, like?
The tree trunk. So who can get out? The whole idea is that you get out on the trunk and you grab the flag at the end.
I've seen this on TikTok.
In.
They do that in Castletown Bear.
It's hilarious.
So you have to like run up the pole. Like, so the pole is like hanging over the water.
Over the pier.
And
yeah.
also on the pier. So you run up the pole, try to grab the flag, but it's greasy, so you fall off.
You fall off.
Did anyone get it?
We had to give up after a while just based on the weather conditions, but it was one of the funniest things I watched. Then, this is such a simple idea. Anyone, any local community in Dublin who wants to do something for their festival, go-kart trials for the kids. But here's the thing. You only need one go-kart and they take turns going around these different cones. But midway through the course, people run around and move the cones and it's absolutely hectic.
Oh my
crap
God,
altogether.
One go-kart.
One go-kart.
Between how many people?
About 25. And then yesterday was one of the funnest of all. Their pillow fights on the greasy pole.
Oh, I love that.
So imagine two lads and they're getting on and they're kind of on their hunkers. They're on their bum, aren't they? And they're bringing themselves out the pole on their bums and then they have to shake hands before and then it's 3, 2, 1, go. And these pillows are sopping wet. So like all of the lovely stuff within the pillows now at the end. I'd say it's actually quite a weapon at this point, to be honest. And they're flinging it at each other and they're going crazy and they're holding on for dear life. So as one lad falls, he's grabbing the other lad's legs trying to pull him off.
Love that.
It was chaos.
I did that once. I was down the country on holiday.
I was down the country on holiday.
It was in Wexford, but it wasn't over water. It was in like a farm. You know when they have those hay bales?
Yes.
And so it was like you had to stand the hay bales and you had like big pillows and you had to knock each other off with the feather pillows. That was good crack. I think also something like Clara Lara, I feel like we did something
similar together, you and I, in Jump Zone. Do you remember?
Oh yeah, exactly. We did
every single time. But what a laugh. It was absolutely excellent.
That sounds great, man.
But like I said, Castletown Bear Haven 1, Emma Nil.
I am bits.
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. Nice. It was a lot of fun.
Good weekend. I used to go to the Fla this weekend, so rest in peace, me.
God, that just frightened me. That's how I feel today. It's Top 10 Tuesday.
That's me doing the trumpets.
If I was David Hammond, I would take off Callum here really well, but it's Emma, so I won't even attempt his accent.
Hello,
boys and girls. Let's just leave it at that.
I like it.
It is Top 10 Tuesday. This is where I give you a topic, and you, Dave and Pete, need to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Now, in the past, we've had the likes of the last 10 hosts of the World Cup, One Direction's first 10 singles, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. Now, Pete and Dave, you've got 3 lives each, and you're going to take it in turn to try and complete the top 10 list. You'll get a point for each correct answer, and you will lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10. If you can't fill out the whole 10, that's where you listening come in, so listen close. We will throw it out to you listening for your chance to win some cinema passes to help us complete the list on our number, which is 087-711-1038. Please turn over your sheets and let's crack on. Because this week, I am looking for the first 10 winners of Love Island UK starting in 2015, but not Love Island All-Stars, just the regular civilian series. But that does include Winter Love Island as well, okay? So bear that in mind, all right?
Right, that includes Winter Love Island.
That does include Winter Love Island, yeah.
Okay.
This whole topic is me out anyway.
I haven't watched season 1, 2, 3. That's it. The rest I think I've watched. I think 3 was Kem.
I've watched 1.
Oh, you haven't watched this at all?
Love Island.
You never watched Love Island, Peter?
I watched little bits, but I wouldn't have a clue. Who
are you serious?
I think I'll probably be doing
Tommy
a lot
and
of
Molly.
I'm going to be doing a lot of the heavy lifting in
okay.
this one.
Well, look, let's just give it a lash and see.
Tommy and Molly didn't win.
No. Did they not?
No, they did not. I'll tell you who won that year. That was Amber and Greg.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Do you have any idea of the year? Doesn't matter, I guess. But okay, number five on the list, we can confirm, well done, Dave, that Amber Gill and Greg O'Shea won in 2019.
Perfect. Danny Dyer.
Well done, and Jack Fincham.
Yeah.
They are in there. The winners in 2018. Well done,
Which
Pete.
Is number what?
Number four.
Lovely.
So Danny.
Danny Dyer.
And Jack. Okay. Then we'd Amber and Greg. And then afterwards...
Oh, we had your man, the American girl in Cash.
Oh, yes, Tony and Cash.
Tony and Cash.
I don't know if that's going to be in the list, though.
Why, it was last year?
It could be like 14 or something.
Wait, have I got this wrong?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Pete. So we're looking for the first 10 winners of Love Island UK starting in 2015. So if this helps you, the number 10 on the list is the winners from 2023. Okay, so that's outside the list.
We could have been told that before we started the examination.
That's what we said.
He doesn't get it. Finlay and Paige.
Finlay and Paige.
Paige was Lewis Capaldi's ex-girl.
Oh, yeah, it was.
They won Love Island in the year 2020, coming in at number six. Well done.
Oh, my God. Finlay and Paige was number six. This is really bad because I've got 4, 5, and 6 and I don't have 7, 8, 9, or 10 or 1, 2, or 3.
I am clueless. I'm literally
Amber
the worst
Davis?
Wingman right now.
Amber Davis in season 3? Was she teamed up with Kem?
Amber Davies and Kem won Love Island in the year 2017. Well done.
Nice.
They are coming in at number 3.
Oh,
we're
my
getting
God.
There.
I can't believe I did that.
Did your man, if I say it, is that an answer?
No, it's okay.
Adam Collar, did he win something?
No. He never won... Oh, what about the Joey Essex year? I didn't watch that one.
That would be a celebrity one, though.
I don't think it was. I think it was just a normal one that he came into.
Oh, was
but
it?
But it's the regular civilian series. He came into the civilian one?
Yeah, he came into the civilian one.
The civilian one.
You know, he actually dealt with the public.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to think of, like, Winter as well, but I think that was Paige and Finlay.
I don't want to, like, lead you down the garden path, but obviously if you think of the most recent Love Island All-Stars... Is there anyone from that season that would remind you of previous winners?
Yes, Jack Keating and all. Like, obviously he didn't win it, but he was on with Luca Bish. A man sells fish. And Gemma Owen was also on that one. She didn't win that though. Oh, Sammy and Jess. Sammy and Jess.
Sammy and Jess won Love Island in 2023, making them on the list number 10.
So it's everything before Sammy and Jess.
Everything before Sammy and Jess.
Still and don't after know Finn and Paige.
And after Finn and Paige.
So just to guide you through where we're at the moment. Number one is blank from 2015. Two is blank from 2016. Number three from 2017, won by Amber and Kem. Number four, 2018, Danny and Jack. Number five, 2019, Amber and Greg. Number six, 2020, it was Finn and Paige. Seven is blank. 8 is blank. 9 is blank from 21, 22, and 23. And then the summer series in 2023 was Jess and Sammy.
I know there's people screaming at the radio that we can't think of this. There was one I didn't watch, and it was like, oh.
I'm trying to think of the ones that were in South Africa.
Yeah.
Because there's definitely one there we're missing, because obviously.
I'm just thinking like Shanice. Do you remember Shanice?
She was cool. I liked her.
But I'm pretty sure she was in the same year as Finlay and Paige. I don't know. I'm going to bow out.
Okay, Pete, do you feel like any more guesses or do you want to bow out?
Oh, God, no. I'm bowing out as well.
All right, okay. Don't you worry. I think you said it really hard, really well. I think
we got
that was a really tough
out of
one.
10.
Because we all remember Love Island characters, but we don't necessarily always remember the winners. So I think that was a tough one. Can I just say, producer Callum left this one.
I like it.
It's
I think
a
it's
good,
a good
one.
It gets
just
the brain
hard.
Going.
Yeah, the only names I knew were that year where Molly and Tommy, like that cast, I remember a lot of that cast, like Curtis and Anton.
The 2018 year.
Well, yeah, the only one I actually watched properly.
So look, you listening this morning, your chance to win a load of IMC Cinema passes. We are looking for the first 10 winners of Love Island UK, which started in 2015, but not Love Island All Stars, just the regular civilian series. Number one is blank, 2015. Do you know who won Love Island that year? Number two from 2016, Do you know who won Love Island that year? Number three is completed. That is Amber and Kem from 2017. Four was Danny and Jack from 2018. Five was Amber and Greg from 2019. Six was Finn and Paige from 2020. Seven is blank. Eight is blank. Nine is blank. And number 10 is Jess and Sammy. Have a guess. Let us know if you can help us fill out this list for your chance to win your way to the cinema. 087 711 1038.
All right, Kira, come on. Give us one, your first guess on this list, because it's cracking me up there.
Ekansu and Davide.
Davide. Oh my God, that's surely number nine, is it, Emma?
I'm going to go with eight.
Number eight on the list is Davide and Ekansu. Well done. They won it in 2022. Do you have any other guesses for us?
Well done, Kira. Go on, give us another one.
Kai and Sanam.
That's the one I didn't watch. I didn't watch that season.
The winter series in 2023 was won by Kai and Sanam. Well done.
Number nine.
So we're currently missing our winners from 2015, our winners from 2016 at number one and two, and we're also missing our winners from 2021 at number seven. Do you have any more ideas?
Oh, no.
I think I've remembered one.
Go on, hold on. Kira, have you got any more guesses?
Liam and Millie.
Liam and Millie. How the hell did I forget about Liam and Millie?
I was trying to get you there with the Millie thing from the All-Star season with Jack.
Oh my God.
Liam and Millie won in 2021. Very good. Okay, do you want us to complete the list for you, or do you think you can go way back to 2015 and 2016?
I think I have one more.
Go on.
Jessica and Max Morley.
Jessica and Max.
The first ever winners of Love Island UK in 2015. Well done.
Kira, that's unreal. Well done. Surely you can finish this list. Number two, do you know them?
I actually don't remember now.
Okay.
Emma, put us out of our misery.
Okay. I didn't watch this year. Cara Delahoyd and Nathan Massey. They won Love Island.
I have heard of them
in the year 2016.
Nathan. All right, Kira, thank you so much. Four IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you, you too.
Good luck. Tricky. For now, though, 10 questions stand between you and €2,000. Get them all right, that's what you win, but there is another chance to win as well. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, if you're the best player for the entire week, we'll give you Westlife tickets on Friday.
Unbelievable. Sarah is there this morning. Hello, and how are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you guys?
Yeah, not too bad at all. What was your weekend like?
It was good. It was fairly chill.
Was it? I'd say most people had a pretty chill weekend. Like, bank holiday Monday, you don't want to be doing too much crazy stuff.
Yeah.
It's nice to relax
and
rest.
It's great to go away and all, but then your bank holiday Monday is just sitting in the car. Yeah. That's not the vibe.
Very true.
Okay, very good. And any plans for the rest of the summer?
I'm actually heading to America for 2.5 weeks at the end of the month.
Amazing. What parts are?
So we're doing New York and Boston.
Brilliant. Class. Have you done New York and Boston before?
First time for Boston, but I think it's my seventh time for New York.
Your seventh time for New York?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'll never forget the first time a few years ago coming out off the subway for the first time, like, and then thinking, like, you're in the movie.
It's so
magic. It's class.
Are you getting the train from New York to Boston, Sarah?
Yeah. 5 hours.
Yeah, I did it before. It's a lovely train journey.
It's one of those things that you feel like, as someone who isn't educated on it at all, like me, that like it's a 45-minute train.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, hop on and get off in Boston. It's like 5 hours. It's so dramatic.
It's so different as well. You should go and check out Harvard if you haven't added that to your list, Sarah. Harvard College is in Boston and it is stunning. It's just such a gorgeous grounds. It's really, really cool. And what else have you got planned for New York? Have you anything specifically, even though you've been seven times, is there anything you missed over the last seven times?
Nothing really. We're actually staying in Brooklyn for a week.
Oh, cool.
A couple of the other boroughs just to kind of
get a feel.
Change it up. Yeah. I love that, Sarah.
Well, €2,000 would be absolutely lovely because America is expensive.
It is, especially
New York. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock and Dave's going to ask you 10 questions. Every answer is a number between 1 and 10 that won't repeat. Now, we can only accept your first answer, Sarah. If you don't know an answer, you might as well give it a guess. And if you top the leaderboard on Friday, we'll sort you out with a pair of tickets to go see Westlife in the Three Arena in September. If you get the 10 questions correct, though, of course, you know the deal. If you do that within 55 seconds, we'll sort you with €2,000. All right. At the moment, perfect. It's a brand new week. Lily is top of the leaderboard. She was on an hour ago and she scored a 4 in 55 seconds. So we are wishing you the best of luck.
All right. Sarah. The best of luck. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, all good.
Deep breath in. The tricky 10. 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. James Bond's nickname is 00 what?
7.
George Washington features on what American dollar bill?
The single dollar.
How many months are there in half a year?
6.
Adam Sandler starred in an animated film in the early noughties called what Crazy Nights?
5 Crazy Nights.
How many zeros are there in the number 1 billion? How many zeros?
9.
Katy Perry and Calvin Harris were both born in the year 1980 what?
2.
In The Simpsons, Homer and Marge have how many children?
3.
And on telephone keypad, how many numbers are there?
10.
When the first when first formed, how many members made up the band Westlife?
4.
How many beef patties make up a double cheeseburger?
2.
Stop the clock. All right, Sarah, how do you think you got on?
I don't think I did that well, but I gave it my best go.
You gave it your best go. Will you be, what, is there a score you'd be happy with if you found out that's what you got?
Anything higher than 4.
Anything higher than 4, I like your
style.
All right,
let's see if you topped the leaderboard.
Let's top them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Nice one, Sarah.
A score of 7. Well done to you, Sarah. Just walking through the ones that caught you out. Adam Sandler starred in an animated film in the early noughties called What Crazy Nights? The answer was 8 Crazy Nights.
I've never
rather
heard
than 5.
Of that film.
Neither have I. The film ones are always rogue, I think. Katy Perry and Calvin Harris, you aged them by 2 years. They were both born in 1984 rather than 1982. When first formed, how many members were made up? Westlife. There was actually 5 in total, but we don't. Brian McFadden. Do you remember those days when Brian was around? But yeah, the answer was 5 rather than 4. You did give us an answer, which was for the George Washington feature somewhat American dollar bill. I'm sure everyone listening can agree when you answer by saying a single dollar, it's just a synonym for one. You know, you didn't say the number one, but a single dollar, I think, is a fair enough
answer. We are
answer
so
there.
Giving her that, right?
100%. Okay, I'm just saying we can all be in agreement. That's fair, yeah. And you also didn't run out the clock either. So a really, really good showing this morning. Well done, Sarah. We'll see how we'll just get on across the week for the Westlife tickets, okay?
Nice one, Sarah.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Enjoy your
day.
Trip.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. Okay, Sinead for today. But if you want to play tomorrow, can you beat a score of 7? Do you want 2,000 euro? Bit of a silly question. Of course you do. Message us the word tricky in a WhatsApp now to 087-711-103. Think of all the extra work you'd have to do to earn an extra 2 grand.
Oh, I had 2 grand yesterday. I'm stuffed.
I'm joking. Never had 2 grand in my life.
Just imagine all that work and hours you'd have to deal with the boss you'd have to deal with to earn an extra 2 grand. We just want to hand it to you, and all we need is like a minute of your time to play this
I
game.
I think if some the next person who wins 2,000 euro on this show, I think we should give it to them in a briefcase, because that has always been a dream of mine.
It's just a good little flex.
To receive that amount of money in dollar bills in a briefcase.
The disappointing thing is 2 grand's actually not that much in notes.
Yeah, true.
A little wallet.
I'll do it in 5.
Yeah.
I woke up to a message on Sunday morning from my housemate, who is one of my best friends in the world. And she just said, "You're an idiot."
Oh, no.
Next message, "I love you." Next message, "But you're an idiot."
And what have you done now?
I knew straight away what I had done.
Oh, dear.
I knew straight away, lads. This is basically going to be an ad for those loop earplugs.
Okay.
Because they work incredibly well when you want to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I was out on Saturday night with my friends. We were out for dinner. We met up with my housemates after for a couple of drinks. We were chatting away and everyone was in great form. And then it came to the point where some of us went and some of them stayed.
Okay.
And so me and my friends, we got the Lewis back, walking to my house. Before we'd left though, my housemate said, "Dave, I forgot my keys. Will you leave a key out for me?"
Oh, no.
"No problem," I said. No,
you're my best friend.
You're my best friend.
I would never leave a girl out in the street.
Of course.
Are you mad?
Let alone 2 women.
Mm.
It was Linda and Rosie.
Ah, the 2 girls that he lives with, like sisters to him.
And so my friends arrive in and I get completely distracted by showing them around the house or whatever. And yeah. Spoiler, forgot to leave a key out.
Oh, dear.
And now, not only did I forget that, but I was just like, I somehow remembered to go, "They'll be home soon."
They're sure, I'll be up.
They're very noisy, so I'll put my earplugs in.
Oh, God.
So I put my phone down. Oh. I put my earplugs in. I get into bed. And I swear to God, at one point in the middle of the night, I woke up and I was like, "That's a loud noise." And then went back to sleep. Linda and Rosie arrived home to my house, realised I haven't left them a key. They're searching all around the garden for maybe where they think I might have left the key.
Yeah, Dave will be quirky and send us on a bit of an Easter egg hunt here. Could it be under this pot? Let's just dig up this whole garden and see where it is. Like, it would be you to be quirky about it.
There was no key.
No.
There was absolutely no key.
You wake up and the garden's upside down.
So they're ringing the doorbell nonstop. Fiona, who's another housemate who I live with, she's up on the top floor. You can't hear. Mm. She can't hear the door. I can't hear the door. I have my loop earplugs in. Nothing disturbs me for the entire night.
Are they the specific sleep loop ones? Because they have ones for different. Oh my God, I had them as well.
It's the sleep ones.
Yeah.
And I just wear them because when the girls go out, they can be quite loud when they come back and I want to sleep. Do you know what I mean? So I woke up to that message. Now, luckily, they were like, right, we're going to have to sleep in the car. Yeah, so they, and because she was like, the car is open. So she went to the car. And there was a spare key in the car.
Oh!
So they got into the house. I felt so bad that they even were thinking, considering staying in the car.
So no, I need to know. It's the after effect. I'm really curious about. So you get the message going, "You're an idiot, but I love you."
Yeah.
Was there vibes?
I just woke up. I went into the hallway and I shouted to them. I was like, "Lads, I'm so sorry." And they were like, "You're an idiot." And I was like, "I'm so so sorry. I cannot believe I did that. It was really really stupid of me." But
it happens.
I know it happens. It does happen. But you see, she was obviously ringing me nonstop. And I was like, this isn't good. You should have some sort of setting where people should be able to ring you. And if they ring you twice or something on Do Not Disturb, because my phone is always on Do Not Disturb if I'm sleeping, it should ring out loud. You know, it should turn off silent mode. Apparently that is a thing. And I've learned how to do that. So if you go to any of your contacts, you can go into their name. And this is iPhone anyway. So I go to Emma Nolan, right? And top right, I can hit edit. And then I can hit ringtone. And I can turn on emergency bypass.
Oh.
So that means it allows sounds and vibrations from this person even when the ring switch is set to silent or when Do Not Disturb is on.
I presume that's on already because now that you've learned that, you have that turned on for me.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah. I turned it on for you, for Callum, and then for Nick, our boss. But then I said, I'll turn it off for Nick because he could be ringing me about anything and I could be napping. If Callum or Emma's ringing me, it's something specific. Whereas Nick sometimes will just ring you and be like, did you see that reel I sent you?
Yeah.
And I don't have time for this.
I can't wait to bypass all of your Do Not Disturb. Half one this morning. Dare. I'm going to go, ooh, morning. Thanks for having me as your emergency contact. Just checking in. Sleeping so good. I saw a story over the weekend about this woman in Colombia and I had to do my deep dive into go because I'm being fed so much crap and lies on Instagram lately. I've been caught out with a few stories that haven't actually been true when I looked into them. This one is true, you'll be glad to know.
Oh, good.
It's about a lady called Miriam, and she has...
Sounds fake.
...a reputation for being a gossip, okay? She's known as being the biggest gossip in her town. This is the part
that... There's nothing I dislike more than a gossip.
Even though you're the man who always has all the gossip at all times.
I love gossip so much.
But she has made so much money from this and made a business out of it that she allegedly has gone and managed to buy herself not one but two houses based on what she's been charging people.
What are you talking about?
So she's such a gossip that she takes out a notebook of local drama. She's become the local...
She's the tabloids.
She's the rat, like. So she goes out and if she sees anything going on in the locality in the neighbourhood that looks a bit dodgy, she takes pictures, she takes records.
Miriam.
She's like your one in Lady Whistledown in...
Oh, I never saw Bridgerton.
In Bridgerton, if you know what I mean. So she's a 67-year-old woman and she's making a killing. This viral interview of hers brought the story to kind of widespread attention from Latin America.
So people are paying for her gossip, for her insight.
They're paying for two things. One, her gossip or her insight, or two, shutting up and not repeating the gossip back. Okay?
I love Miriam.
Yeah. This interview that made her famous was conducted initially on TikTok and it literally was reposted by a Colombian radio station and then was reported by mainstream outlets there, including El Tempo. So, but some of her quotes that we translated this morning through for the interview are that she said, "Look, I love gossip. I'm a gossip. So I turned it into a business and I started charging for it." She said, "I gather information."
I should start doing this because,
Dave, the biggest blackmail in the Irish radio industry.
No, I'm not a blackmailer. I would never do that. But I always do. I have my little birds around the place. And if it's anything going on, don't I tell you and Callum first?
You do.
And then what happens? It comes out.
And then I'm like, see, I told you it was true. I'm a little bird.
I'm right, okay.
I should start being like, do you want to know some gossip?
Send me a tenner.
Because I guarantee you, you'd be like, I'll send you a tenner right now. No, but you know what? I'll start pricing it as well. I'm like, this gossip is worth £4.
You're behind Miriam. She prices out the level of stuff.
That's
in terms
class.
Of, right? So she said, I can be talking to you, but my little ears are listening to what's being said here, there, and everywhere. I write everything down so I have the good gossip. She showed the notebook in this interview of where she records names, events, and observations. So minor gossip costs about 5,000 to 10,000 Colombian pesos. I actually should have really converted that, but I don't think that's major money.
Yeah.
Obviously, the bigger scandal could cost significantly more. She said that the most expensive ones are infidelity stories. Okay.
Oh my God, scandal.
She said people often pay her not to reveal what she knows. She says, she pays me so I won't tell him, and he pays me so I won't tell his wife and children, Peter. Wow.
5,000 Colombian peso is €1.36.
Okay, so that's small stakes.
Very small.
Small stakes.
So 5,000 to 10,000 would be maybe like 270 or something.
Well, have a look at this one, right? So she said on one of her biggest ever deals, she said she once charged 700,000 Colombian pesos over information about a married man who was allegedly cheating on his wife when she travelled for work.
Which is what, like
700,000?
That is €2,000.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
She said that she showed...
No, that's a lie. Sorry, €190.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not a lot of money.
She said, I never say anything without basis. I have photos. I have notes with dates and times. I don't like telling lies. I'm a gossip, but I like to tell the truth. She called herself the queen of gossip as well. And she said, I make my living selling gossip, and it's through gossip that I've bought through houses. She later showed what she said was one of the houses she purchased with the proceeds, but that's not been independently verified. That's a lot of money to buy you two houses, but there you go.
My God.
You can make a few quid out of it, Dave.
Fair play to her.
She must be at it for years.
But imagine how terrified you'd be of her.
Yeah, you wouldn't tell her anything.
No, you wouldn't even want to walk past her at the wrong time in case she makes up a story about you.
I'd say she's no friends.
No, that's the side of it. I'd say that's a bit of a struggle for her.
She's got two houses, though.
Yeah,
you've got two houses. But no one's calling around for tea.
Zero friends, two houses, and four monies.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.